Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Welcome to Blueprint of Faith. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host on this journey into the Word of God, which is also called the Word of Faith. I've been a teacher of the Word for over 30 years. I was a pastor of Abundant Grace Ministries, and now I travel the world teaching the Word of God. According to the Word, without faith, it's impossible to please God. By faith, we understand. The Bible also goes on to say that the just shall live by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith we believe that the universe was made. We are justified by faith. Fight the good fight of faith. At this podcast, we're going to talk about what really is faith, how we get it, how do we develop it, how to use it, so that we can receive the 8,810 promises of God, 7,487 of them being promises made by God to His beloved man. Welcome to this episode. We are continuing the study of the power of words, and that we needed to be mindful, as I mentioned to you, of what we say. The last episode, I basically just give you a foundation. I showed you through the Word that God was specific. And one of the things that we need to do as we begin to speak things into our lives, calling those things that are not as though they were, as Hebrews chapter 1 tells us, what the power of words are able to do. We also talked about Abraham, and that God changed his name, and the reason for that name change, what took place, and as a result of him changing Abraham's name, he began to exercise those things that I mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that says, calling those things that are not as though they were. We talked about... we mentioned Matthew 4:4, where we talked about Jesus stating that man shall not live by bread alone, when he had his encounter with Lucifer, but man shall live by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. I know if you take a look at Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12, it tells you the power of God's word and how it is able to divide asunder with the difference between the spirit of the man and the soul of the man. And so as we began to take a little deeper look into this topic, what I wanted to focus on is how the Bible makes a mention of certain things. And it tells us that the power of life and death is in the words. And we find that in Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so it brings to the mind the power of these words that we speak when we release them into the realm of the spirit, or because there are people actually waiting, not people, I would say people, but also in the spiritual realm, angels are, and demons and evil spirits are waiting for you to speak as well. And so because of what words you speak will guide which aspect of whether it's the devil's team or if it's God's team. And so we have to be very careful about the words that we speak and to who we speak them to, and our reasons and so forth, because the scripture does tell us that we are going to have to stand before God and give an account of our words. And to me, every time I say those scriptures and I bring that to my mind, it shows me the seriousness of what we need to be very careful of what we say. I think it's in Matthew 12:36 that reads, "If I tell you on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word you speak." And it gives some kind of soberness to the words that we speak and how we behave. As I mentioned to you, that our words actually tells us who we are. It goes and speaks a lot about our personality, and we will take a look at that. I had mentioned to you in Proverbs 12:18, it talks about the one whose rash words are like a sword that thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And we wanted to make sure, and when I was closing the episode, I was trying to entice you all to be those that speak healing words to your friends and family. So the importance of words will dictate, first of all, I wanted to talk about relationship. There are scriptures that talks about the relationship of a friend, how the words that we speak will destroy that friendship. And so we need to be very mindful of those words. And Hebrews and the book of Psalms and Proverbs, I know James, these books, if you study them, you will see that they give a lot of insight on the power of our words. There's one that I am thinking of right now in Proverbs 17:28. It says, "Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise, but he who closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent." And so these are little nuggets that are there in the book of Proverbs. I know my mom had made me read the book of Proverbs, and I also had instructed my kids to read that book, because it is a place that you gain knowledge and wisdom and ways that you can behave in your lifestyle and your life. The book of Proverbs and the book of Psalms are full of nuggets when it comes to that. Ecclesiastics is another book that comes to mind that talks about the power of words. But there's another Proverbs in 26:20 that reads, "For a lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases." And this relationship with our words, as I mentioned, we are able to build a relationship, or we are able to destroy a relationship. Gossip is another thing that people do, and the Bible is very clear about that, about gossip and how God feels about that, and that destroys friendship. He tells us that we need to learn how to tame our tongue and how to control that. James 3:5 says, "So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. I am constantly reminded, and I know that a lot of relationships are damaged due to the words that we speak to each other, and how we need to be very careful, because as I mentioned, it's life and death are in the power of the tongue. I know people that have called death on themselves. I know people are died because of the way they speak. And why is that? Because as you believe, whatever you believe in your heart, you speak. He says, Paul makes a statement. He says, we believe and therefore we speak. And that's a principle. That's why this study about our words is very important, because it eventually, whatever is in our spirit, we'll look at that in a little while. It says, because the scripture says, from the abundance of the heart, the man speaks. And so we have to learn how to control our words, because it leads into other principles that affects our lives. And that, as I mentioned, with where Paul says, we believe, therefore we speak. In the book of Matthew, Jesus begins to tell his disciples about a certain principle as well. That it says in Matthew 6:31, and 2:33 says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat and what shall we drink, or whatever shall we clothe, and stuff like that. And the reason why I've mentioned this is that the language, or what the words that we speak, it originates from our thought life. And so I remember reading a book by Napoleon Hill. I think it was Think and Grow Rich. It says, we are godlike in this fashion, that we are able to control our thoughts. And that was very insightful and impacted my life in a serious way. And so I say the same to you. We are godlike in this fashion, that we are able to control our thoughts, because once we control our thoughts, we'll be able to control what we speak. And once we control what we speak, we'll be able to manifest certain things in our life. And I know in Proverbs 15:1, I remember this scripture. It says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And these are the things that, in relationships between husbands and wives and friends and families, that a soft answer turns away the wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And I know in my life personally, some of these things that I'm talking to you about, I have to learn as well. And so I have to learn some of the things, because I have sometimes been able, known to say things that are contrary to healing someone's spirit. It says in Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. And so this is not just for you, it's also for me, that I have to learn as much as you do, that it is very important that I learn, and that we learn together about the power of our words. Proverbs 21:23 says, whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. And how profound is that? And you and I know all of us, can testify that that is absolutely true, that whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. How many times in our life that we have not been able to do that, and it caused us to get into more trouble than what we needed to be, because we just didn't understand implement the other one. It says, Proverbs 15:4 says, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness, it breaks the spirit. These are just some scriptures that I'm putting out to you so that you can take them and begin to institute these principles into your life so that you can change, and also that we all can grow together and become effective for God. I know that Jesus, he also had to deal with his words and so forth. And this is his testimony that is mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 2, 21 to 23 states, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. And so that is Jesus' testimony, and the Bible tells us that we ought to be imitators of him. And these are things that we have to be very careful and be mindful of this. And so I'm talking about words in relationships. He that answered a matter before he hears it is foolish, and shame is upon him. And that's in Proverbs 18:33. And so again, I'm bringing to you these scriptures dealing with relationships, and that it even tells us that we ought not to offend our brothers by our words. And though thy knowledge shall be weak, brother perish for whom Christ died. It tells us to be very mindful of how we speak to our brothers and sisters in Christ. As you and I begin to become aware of the power of our words, as I mentioned, that in it comes death and life. Proverbs 4:20-24, I believe it is, that says, put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lip put far from thee. Why? Because you're going to be judged for it, as I showed you in Matthew. So we need to be stewards. God has made us stewards of this planet. He has made us stewards of our bodies, of our mouth. In James 3:5-8, that talks about the power of the tongue. How great is a forest set ablaze by such a small fire? And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is not set among members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man or no human being can tame the tongue. It is restless, evil, and full of deadly poison. With it, bless our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. I don't know what else to say. It is sobering to read that, and to look at my life as I read it. Not again, as I mentioned, this is not just for you. It is also for me, and I have to learn this just as you are learning it. The Bible also tells us that our words that we condemn, or it will justify us. We'll either condemn ourselves or we will be justified by our words. And we see that mentioned in the book of Matthew. And when he says that in 12:36 he talks about, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. For by the words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And so as we begin to learn more of these things and what the power of the word does, but there's good things. It tells us that, as I mentioned earlier, whosoever keep his mouth and his tongue keep himself out of trouble. So you and I will have to learn how to guard our tongue, as it says, guard our mouth. As in Proverbs 13:3, it tells us that whosoever guards his mouth preserves his life, and he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. This thing, as we saw, James says, it's wicked. It is our responsibility, and it's not God's responsibility to do it. Is our tongue is not his. So, we have to be the one that, keep our tongue and tame our tongue. James makes a powerful statement in chapter 1:26. He said, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. And so we have to take a look at some of these men and women that call themselves preachers and teachers of the word, take a look at their fruit. But let's take a look at, continue and take a look, as I mentioned to you, that the words exposes the condition of our hearts. And so Proverbs 25:18 talks about telling lies on others is like an axe. Another tells us that is a sword thrusting into someone's. And so the words that we talk about, Luke chapter 6, verses 43-45 reads this way. For there is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor, on the other hand, a bad tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick up grapes from briar bush. The good man out of the good treasures of his heart bring forth what is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bring forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. So I've mentioned to you before where when people present to me that I watch that, because it will help me to locate them. And that combination of what's inside of them is released through the mouth. That's, you know, they can't help that. That's who they are. And so you have to be very mindful of that person and be one to listen and be aware. And because your words, Jesus says, you will know a man by his fruits. And this is what he's talking about. You would know this man's heart from what he speaks. So be very careful of the people that present to you, and how they present themselves to you, God gives us even us as Christians, a stern warning about that in Ephesians chapter 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their need, that it may benefit those who listen. According to someone's need, you speak. And in order to do that, you must become an excellent listener. I'm watching this scripture in Proverbs. It says, don't answer before, but wait until someone speaks. And why? Because as you become a listener, you'll be able to speak words according to their needs that will benefit them. We talked about the power and how small the tongue is. And I know 1 Peter 3:10 reads, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. And that's in the New Living Testament of that Bible verse. And I wanted to bring this to you and bring to you the soberness of our words. I showed you in the previous podcast, we talked about being specific, in what you're asking for. But in this particular one, I wanted to show you, to bring you an awareness of this power that is in the tongue of ours and how it can damage people. Proverbs 17:27, as I mentioned, he who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. That's the NSAB translation of that of the scriptures. People, I know my granddaughter is always telling me, "Watch your words, Papa. Watch your words." And even she is beginning to know the power of the words. And she reminds me to always be careful of what I say and how I speak. Because Proverbs 10:19 tells us that too much talk leads to sin. And be sensible and keep your mouth shut. So I've heard people call people a man of many words or a man of few words. And so I want to be known as a man of few words. But that is a powerful scripture that I just told you that, you know, to be very careful of it, because in Proverbs 14, I think it's Psalms 141, 3, it says, set a guard over my mouth, Lord, keep watch over the doors of my lips. And so we pray that God will help us. It is our responsibility to step up and watch what we say. And because I think, as it says, praise God with this same tongue, and then we turn around and curse his creation. So it's just absolute madness in a way when you put it that way. And so we need to be very careful of what we say and how we say it to people. And if you go into the scriptures, you'll see countless of words and scriptures about power of the tongue. You know, death and life, the classic one that we hear all the time. Several that I put into, I spoke to you about a soft answer. Gracious word is like a honeycomb. Talks about Hebrews 4:12. This is the power of what is in our mouth when we speak. There's the power of God's word. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to division of the soul and the spirit, of joint and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intention of the heart. And that's why I've always said to everyone that you and I are absolutely naked before God, Father, because he is, he sees the intent of why we did what we did. And he sees the core of our behavior. May manifest certain ways, but he sees core why we did what we did. And so in that sense, we are absolutely naked before him. I'm going to leave you guys with a couple of scriptures. It says, whosoever keep his mouth and his tongue, keep himself out of trouble. Proverbs 13:3, whosoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. I'm trying to give you guys some solid advice from the Word so that you can take it. Proverbs 10:19, words are many. Transgression is not lacking. But whosoever refrains his lips is prudent. They're principles that one activates the other. This is why we need to be very careful of what we say, because what we say comes out of what we think, and what we put into our spirit becomes our character. For out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaks. One of the things that I had to learn as a Christian was to begin to change my perspective of things. And when I began to change my perspective of things, I no longer looked at myself and perceived myself as a victim. I changed my perspective and began to see who I am in Christ Jesus. And as I began to change my perspective as to who I am in Christ Jesus, my situations began to change. And so this is why I'm taking the time to really go through those scriptures. For the Bible tells us, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words will be condemned. Psalms 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Be mindful of the power of words, and because in Matthew 15:18 is a profound scripture. It says they were talking about what they were eating, if they eat meat and all this kind of stuff. And Jesus kind of then answered a stop to all of this crazy stuff that we have in our belief system. He said, it's not what comes out of a mouth, or what proceeds from mouth, proceeds from the heart. And this is what defiles a person, not what you eat, because they were Jewish and they were talking about all the different things and so forth, the culture and eating of meat and no eating of meat. And Jesus said, wait, guys, that's not what defiles a man. But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a man. And that's why I said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so the principle is there. Be mindful of it. And so that you can begin to do what's necessary to put a guard up on the words that you say. Because as I mentioned to you before, that we will either, by our words, we will be justified, or by our words, we'll be condemned. And so it's our responsibility to take guard. And we will continue this this teaching as well. Again, I wanted to just show you the power of this word, and the words that come out of our mouth and tongue, our tongue, how we need to be very careful of what we say to each other, to ourselves as well, because the Bible talks about how you speak to yourself as well. So say good things, and continue to guard over your mouth. For I have said to you before, the scripture tells us that we are going to be blessed by it, or we can be cursed by it. And I want to congratulate all you folks for listening and staying with me. I appreciate your your support. And thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith as we continue to grow and see who we are in Christ Jesus, that we can make a difference in our community, in our family, and in this world. See you next time. Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming by. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. You can do this by hitting the heart button. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more. Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.